Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable hosting solutions.
Hello, mate. You ready for a bedtime story?
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you a new bedtime story tonight.
Goody, goody.
Okay. Once upon a time, there was a firm called Orange, and they gave existing customers a better deal than new customers.
Nah, don't talk crap, Dad.
Hello, welcome to the new show from the British Tech Network. Yeah, you're going to have to get used to that. It's taken me four times to say it. Never mind. It's Friday the 16th of March 2012. It's iPad delivery day. Oh, yes, they're out there. I hope you get yours on time. I'm waiting for mine. Orange has revealed then that new iPad price plans are going to favour existing customers more than they are new customers. It's going to promise you 3.5G, which I don't think really exists as a standard, but never mind, eh? You're going to get super fast broadband with them, and for a 64GB iPad, you're only going to have to pay £349 if you're an existing customer. New customers, £379. Bad luck, but that's the way it should be. The BBC is planning an iTunes competitor for its own media. So basically, all the stuff that the British Broadcasting Corporation has produced over the last few millennia will be available to you. You'll have to pay a price, though, unfortunately, even if you're a licensed payer. They won't give it you all free of charge. The iPlayer won't go away, though, don't worry. You're still going to get all the local stuff that's been around for the last 7 days without a problem. It's just going to be all the archive things. Virgin Media has won the London Underground Wi-Fi provision contract. Yes, they're going to be providing all of the Wi-Fi for all of the tube stations, and it's going to be super fast and gorgeous and wonderful, and I've no idea how you're going to link to it, but Virgin may do a decent job. They do a reasonably good job of the domestic market, so they might follow that through. Google has offered out a site called Getmo here in the UK. If you've got a website and you want to see if it's optimised for it, then you can go to Getmo and they'll have a look at it for you. They've also got a pile of tools and advice for businesses who want to embrace the mobile market, and they'll help you get going with mobile interface. Well done, Google, although I'm sure it's just so that you can get more advertising out of people. Sorry. Don McAllister's going to have sweaty palms this morning. He spent most of yesterday unwrapping his Apple TV because it came early. He's now going to get an iPad today, and Western Digital have released the MyBook Thunderbolt Duo. It starts at $600 for a 4TB version, or you can go up to a 6TB version for $699. It delivers fantastic speeds, and it looks quite nice. It's out there. You can get it. What's also coming very, very soon, it's gone through approval at the FCC, is the Roku HD box. It looks exactly like the current boxes with a few tweaks. It's like it's kind of been mashed together. It's got a big HD on the top of it, and it's got the Roku little tab that sticks out the side. No word on price and that kind of thing, but it has got a micro SD slot. I'm not sure what that's for. As I said earlier on, Apple TV came out yesterday. It came early, 1080p versions cruising everywhere. If you've got it, I hope you've plugged it in and had a lot of fun, because it'll be ready for your iPad when that comes out this morning. Because today is iPad delivery day or purchase day. If you're stood in a queue listening to us, well, bad luck. Send us in some audio and we'll play it on the Mac Show. Get some interviews off some of the people around you and see what they've got to say. Walmart has already been selling them. At midnight local time, they opened up and they sold iPads ahead of the 8 a.m. deadline that was set by Apple. iFixit has already got theirs and they've pulled it to pieces, so if you want to have a look at what's inside, go there. Don't do it with your own one, please. And also then, just in time for the iPad release, Amazon have upgraded their Kindle app so that it's Retina display compatible. Isn't that wonderful? Amazon's also got a fantastic deal for Android users this week, because it's celebrating a year old, and they've got tons and tons of giveaways to give off, and they've got 50% off an awful lot of your favourite games as well. It's going to last all week, but then they're going to go back to charging you the normal fee. Now, Kindle is not the only application that's been made ready for Retina display. A lot of other applications have come out today as well as, and yesterday. Do watch out, though. Some of them are fantastic. Others are a little bit on the pricey side, it has to be said, considering what we normally get. The one that was shown off at the Apple keynote, the G-Lock kind of game with the fighter pilot, that's only $2.99, so that's not bad. And also, if you're going to use iPhoto today on your new iPad, do bear in mind you may need an update to your camera RAW settings. There's a compatibility update that's been released for it, and it's for the Canon PowerShot G1, Nikon D4, Panasonic Lumix, DMC GX1, FZ35 and SZ38, the Samsung NX200 and the Sony Alpha Next 7 and Sony Next VG20. None of these formats are currently supported in the new one, so you'll have to get the update. And finally, yes, it seems that a lack of sex drives people to drink. A study has shown that that's the case. However, someone has also done a study into flies, and it would seem that flies aren't interested in alcohol unless you deprive them of sex, and they become strangely interested in it after that. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, then you can send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com or follow us on the website at britishtechnews.com. You can also follow us on Twitter, Facebook and YouTube at British Tech News. We'll be back again this afternoon. We've got the photo show at 2 o'clock, but then Mr. Inatco's joining us for the Mac show at 3, and we've then got the weekend, and that's going to be so much fun. We'll have Missy updating her show as well this weekend, and don't forget Nonsense Show at 9:30 on Saturday. Hope you have a great day and a great weekend. Enjoy your iPad. Send us in your stories and we'll play them this afternoon. Have a good day. Thanks for listening.